Sandwiches for Tommy.
Mr. Douglas, there's someone to see you. A Mrs. Francis.
Oh, no. Well, have her come in. Oh, Miss Farley, come here. Shut the door. Look, ask her to come in, but then after she's here a couple of minutes, you come in and announce somebody.
Who?
Well, anybody. Just make up a name.
Oh, all right, Mr. Douglas. I understand. Mrs. Francis?
Linda's mother?
Yes.
Well. Come in, Miss Francis. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you. Mr. Douglas, I've been thinking about that phone call yesterday, and I must have sounded like a mother alligator defending her young.
Well, I will say you sounded concerned.
I was. In fact, I am. I wouldn't have come to see you, but... Well, you see, I'm raising Linda single-handed, and...
Yes, Robbie told me you were.
Well, I thought perhaps if we joined forces, we might have a better chance.
I see. Well, I'm glad you stopped by.
Now, mind you, I have nothing at all against Robbie. He's charming and a perfect gentleman.
Well, that's what Robbie said about Linda. The charming part, I mean.
I don't want to pull rank on Linda, but I have to do something. Now... Maybe the two of us could surround them.
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. Now, what is your plan of attack?
Excuse me, Mr. Douglas. Mr. Finkelhoff is coming up.
Mr. Finkelhoff?
He says it's urgent.
But I don't know any... Oh, well, head him off, will you, Miss Farley?
But he's already on the way.
I've picked it up.
No, it's all right. Miss Farley, I don't want to see Mr. Finkelhoff now.
He says it's very important.
But nothing is so important it can't wait, right? Now, Mrs. Francis, why don't we go out and have a cup of coffee? We can talk better some other place where
I'm with all these
interruptions.
But, Mr. Douglas, I don't know what I'm going to say to Mr. Finkelhoff.
Well, just say that, you think of something, I'm sure.
Are you sure I'm not interrupting something important? Was you Mr. Finkelhoff?
Who? Oh! No, you wait.
Where were we?
Well, we were going to do something drastic.
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Douglas.
Steve.
Linda and Robbie are nice kids. Apart, they are both intelligent and logical.
Robbie, logical?
I have a really radical idea. I'm going to try and reason with Linda.
And then what?
That's all. At the same time, you reason with Robbie. We are adults. We do have the upper hand. We will simply get them to agree not to go steady.
We will.
An intelligent mutual decision.
Well, it sounds good, but...
At least it's worth a try. I sound like General Custer.
I'm certainly willing to give it a try. Robbie and I often have father and son talks. But I will admit this is a new subject.
Morning, Chipper.
Hi, Dad. Bye, Dad.
Goodbye, Chip. Morning, Rob.
Hi, Dad.
Rob, I'd like to have a little talk.
Okay, Dad. And what about?
About going steady.
Oh. What is it you want to tell me?
Oh, I don't want to tell you anything, Robbie. I just want to discuss it with you.
Okay, shoot.
Don't you enjoy being free to date different girls, go around with a big crowd, and circulating?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm sure you agree that there's a proper time in life to settle down to one person.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, Dan. The time to settle down is when you find the right person to settle down with.
That's right.
In other words, age doesn't really have anything to do with it. So long as you're happy with just one person.
Well,
Dad, boy, am I anxious for you to meet Linda. I'll bring her over sometime. I've got to run. Dad, that was really a good talk. I'll see you later.
Goodbye. Oh, hello, Paulette. This is Steve. Good morning. I talked to Robbie, but the results are a little, Well, I'll tell you, why don't we get together for a progress report? Are you busy for dinner tonight? Good. I know a little place I think you'll enjoy. Yeah. Good, I'll pick you up around 7, huh? Fine, Paulette. Goodbye.
Paulette?
Yes, that's Mrs. Francis. She's a widow. Got a lot of problems, too. Nothing personal. It's just about Robbie and Linda. She's Linda's mother.
After 3:00.
Yeah, I know. The coach says we need more work.
Oh. I wanted you to take me downtown this afternoon.
Well, gee, Linda, I can't help it.
I know. It isn't your fault. He's such a slave driver.
Oh, I like to wrestle. I mean, with boys. I'll see you tonight at 7:30. Gillen?
Oh, could you make it 7? I promised Mary Ann to help her with the refreshments.
Well, Mary Ann, aren't we going to go to the pep rally?
No, Robbie. Mary Ann Taylor's having a party. Didn't I tell you?
Well, how about if I took you to Mary Ann's and then went to the rally and then came back?
Leave me without a date? What would people think?
Yeah, I guess that's not a very good idea.
Hey, Douglas, come on, let's get going.
No, be right there, Coach.
Oh, I just hate him. He acts like he owns you or something.
Well, I gotta go. I'll see you later, Linda.
Robbie... I'm sorry about the pep rally.
No, that's okay.
Miss me?
Sure. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go, Douglas. You're in the gutter. great ideas that stick.
You know, I thought I had Linda convinced. I was doing all the talking, and she was nodding her head. But she was agreeing with what I wasn't saying.
Robbie agreed with me 100%. I still don't know how I lost the argument.
I'm sure I understand child psychology, but I don't think Linda understands it.
I'll tell you, why don't we forget Robbie and Linda and enjoy ourselves just for the moment, huh? Would you care to dance?
Steve.
Come on.
Mature. Sometimes I think she's more mature than I am. But she was so intense when I talked to her.
Well, 15 is a pretty intense age.
Linda says she doesn't care if she ever dates anyone else. And she says Robbie feels the same way. It's like Romeo and Juliet in blue jeans. Now, how do we break it up?
We'll figure something out. After we've had our dinner.
Do you need any help?
Well,
do you think that maybe I could come in for a minute?
Certainly. Shall I see what's in the refrigerator?
Well, I'm not hungry.
Would you like to turn on the TV?
No, I don't think so.
It is a little late for TV.
Yeah.
I bet you don't find it.
I got it. Will you come in? I'll make some coffee.
Fine.
Steve, I'm sorry about tonight. Every time you tried to change the subject, I just change it right back again.
Hi, Dad.
Well, hello, Rob.
Steve, Mr. Douglas, this is Linda.
Hello, Linda.
Hi. Well, I didn't know you knew Miss Francis, Dad.
Well, I didn't, Rob, until recently. We met.
Well, that's swell.
Yes.
And maybe we could double date or something.
Yes.
I'll put on some coffee. Have you two had something to eat?
Oh,
well,
we were hungry.
Well, you don't have to go, Robbie.
Oh, Robbie was already going. Honest.
Yeah, honest.
You two have your coffee. I'll see you to the door, Robbie.
Night.
I feel as though we're running you off.
Well, actually, I think maybe I'd better go to... I have to work in the morning, and I can give Robbie a lift home.
I'll call you tomorrow, Linda.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you won't stay, Steve.
I really think I'd better go.
I enjoyed the evening, Robbie.
Well, so did I, Linda. Night.
Good night, Stephen, and thank you.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it. Good night.
Oh, he's dreamy.
He seems like a very nice boy.
Oh, no, not Robbie. Mr. Douglas. You're Mr. Douglas.
My Mr. Douglas. Well, he is rather dreamy, isn't he?
Oh, Mother, I think the whole thing is just too marvelous.
You do.
And at the meeting on Friday, I said that I felt any changes in the design at this time.
Hello? Yes, he's here. Mr. Finkelhoff.
Oh. Hello, Paulette. No, you didn't interrupt anything. I'm glad you called. Well, I'll be leaving here around 4. Why? You're having your car serviced. Is that what you called to tell me? Oh, sure, I'd be glad to drive you anyway. Where do you want to go? The supermarket. Well, it sounds romantic. Piped-in music, soft lights, fountains in the vegetable department. Yeah. Okay, I'll pick you up a little after 4. Right. Well, where were we, Miss Farley?
Any changes in the design at this time?
Yes, I felt that any changes in the design at this time...
Bring the card over here, will you, Steve?
Yeah. Two packages of potato chips enough?
Oh, I think so. We need a fresh supply of soda, Pop. I think it's running out the bottom of the icebox.
Well, the soda's on me. I'm sure Robbie's the reason for your supply running low.
Peanut butter. Now, that's Robbie's true love.
Yeah. Well, the peanut butter's on me, too.
Now, where's the powdered sugar?
I don't think it's in this aisle.
I wonder if strawberries are in yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. The powdered sugar's on table 11. Strawberries aren't in yet. Rhubarb's very nice.
Paulette, this is my father-in-law, Bubble Casey. Bob, this is Paulette Francis, Linda's mother.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mrs. Francis? I've heard a lot about you.
Well, you're shopping, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
Well, Mrs. Francis' car is being serviced, and so I was just sort of helping out.
Oh, I see.
Well, see you at home, huh, Bub?
Well, I hope so, yes.
It was nice meeting you, Mr. O'Casey.
Nice to say hello to you, Mrs. Francis.
Pardon me.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
I'll see you, Bub.
Yeah, I'll see you. Well, you're not going to be here for dinner, huh?
No, I'm going out, Bub.
Paulette?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, maybe we ought to have a little talk about that.
About what?
Well, it seems to me there's a right way of getting yourself hooked and a wrong way.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Bub. Nobody's trying to hook anybody.
But I saw you today at the store. You were pushing her market basket around like a lovesick puppy.
We were just discussing what to do about Robbie and Linda. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way it happens.
That's the way what happens?
You know what I mean.
Can I take your hat?
Oh, I'll just put it here. Thank you.
I want you to meet my mother, Mrs. Lindsay.
Oh.
Mother, this is Steve Douglas.
How do you do, Mrs. Lindsay?
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Douglas. I've certainly heard enough about you. Steve this, Steve that, all day long.
Well, that's nice.
Sit down, won't you, Steve?
Thank you.
Paulette tells me you're some sort of an engineer.
Yes, I'm an aeronautical engineer.
Oh, what firm are you with?
Well, I freelance.
Freelance?
I'm not with any one firm. I work for a lot of different companies.
My husband, Mr. Lindsay, was with the same bank for 38 years.
Well.
Mother, you're supposed to meet Steve, not grill him.
That's all right. I freelance because I prefer the independence.
I see. And you have, what is it, three children?
Yes, I have three sons.
Well, that does it, Mother. Steve came by to take me to dinner, not to ask you for my hand. Come on, Steve, I'll get my coat. Linda, is something wrong?
No. I don't ever want to see Robbie Douglas again. That's all. I followed him. I didn't trust him, so I followed him. He's at the malt shop, holding hands with Brenda Schuyler. What? I threw his club pin right in his banana split. And I hope he chokes on it. Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Poor baby.
No. I'm all right, Mother. I feel fine. I feel super.
I'll look after her. What are you smiling at?
Well, it's just that our problem is solved.
Solved?
Well, it looks like Robbie and Linda won't be going steady anymore.
He did a terrible thing.
Terrible? But I thought this was what we were working on.
He sneaked behind Linda's back to see another girl. Now, do you think that's fair?
But we've been doing our best to try to convince them that they ought to circulate, and Robbie circulated.
After he gave her his club pin.
Oh, now, look, a club pin doesn't necessarily mean...
Well, I guess
mean
it just shows what can happen when an immature boy goes steady. Or when anybody goes with anybody without sufficient thought.
I guess maybe that's true. Well, I'd better run along. I imagine you want to talk to Linda, and I have a few words I'd like to say to Rob. Goodbye, Polly.
Steve... It was was nice, though, wasn't it, the four of us?
Yes. Yes, it was nice. Goodbye. How's Brenda Schuyler?
Oh, she's fine. What do you know about her, Dad?
Oh, nothing. I'm just making a friendly inquiry. Hmm.
We're going steady.
Oh. Have you met her mother?
Yeah. She's nice.
Oh. And her mother's husband, I mean, Brenda's father. Have you met him, too?
Yeah.
Good.
He's nice, too.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice as nice morning continues here on TV Land.